Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
My dear friend Brooke Rollins, who was with me in the White House in Trump years, she's now the president and CEO of America First Policy Institute. It's a big think tank expanding all kinds of policies, economic policies, foreign policies, social policies, immigration policies, things that this country should be doing in contrast to what it seems to be are doing in Washington, D.C. Brooke, are you out there?
I am here coming to you from the great state of Texas. Great to be on, Larry. Thank you.
All right. Terrific stuff. You ought to run for governor. Anyway, that's a different segment. Brooke, I think the AFPI conference in Washington was a big success, even got good media coverage. And I think you're making your mark. I'm proud to be standing with you on this. What did you take away from this big conference? All these beautiful panels that we had, and of course, President Trump gave a fine speech. What do you make of it, Brooke?
Well, you know, 1,200 people descended on Washington to attend. We had to cap it there, which was remarkable. Most from around the country, not from the swamp. Of course, President Trump gave what many would say was one of his best speeches since he left the White House. It was very policy-focused, visionary, forward-leaning. We had Leader McCarthy. We just had everybody there. 300 media RSVPs, Larry. Here's the bottom line. The American people are hungry for real leadership and real policy that they know will affect and improve their lives. They know they're not getting it from this White House or this administration. So the message from earlier this week, I think, was really an important one for the country.
I think that, you know, those panels we had, I had one on the future of the economy, but all the panels we had had tremendous substance, Brooke. And I think that's why the coverage was a lot better than, you know, you and I might have thought with the mainstream media. But we're offering, I mean, talk a bit for our listeners. I'm trying to give it as much exposure as possible. Sort of what are the key issue areas that we're doing research with and coming up with new solutions?
Well, Larry, I think your listeners will love that the America First Policy Institute, which you have been my partner on from day one, and I'll never be able to fully tell you how much I appreciate that. But that last year that we spent in the White House, you and I and a few others spent a lot of time preparing for a second term. And when, you know, we believed we'd be there another 4 years, or President Trump would, and what was it that we wanted to achieve in that second 4 years for the American people? So when that didn't happen, you know, our conversation then turned to, well, how do we keep the momentum going? How do we continue to build on these policies that you and I have been talking about for decades, but finally had the opportunity to execute under President Trump? But it doesn't all end on January 20th of 2020, and that's where the America First Policy Institute was born. And so continuing the policies of the Trump administration, but more importantly, building out an infrastructure, really a machine for freedom, from the economy to healthcare to education to foreign policy to innovation to the values that our side really puts forward. It really took the best of the Trump years, the policy, and continues to build those out. And here's what's really exciting to me, Larry. It's not just what do we need to do to return to the economy of the Trump years from a Washington, D.C. perspective. It's also what should the states be doing in their states on taxes and regulation and on health care and education and on down to the local governments, the school boards and the local government. So how do we as a movement continue to build on that America First magic, not for the next 2 years, not for the next 4 years, but for the next 100 years. And that's what we're building.
You know, the freedom theme is so important. I was talking earlier in the show about the importance of limited government, which is goes hand in hand with the freedom. Limited government. And what you're seeing, what we're all seeing now, especially this past week with these crazy bills, $280 billion, call it $300 billion bill, corporate welfare picking winners and losers. Now we have an $800 billion reconciliation package Joe Manchin threw in the towel with high taxes to fund it, which will devastate the economy. The borders are still open. The battle in the schools for curriculum and culture and teaching history correctly still rages. I mean, these are things that are so vitally important. And Brooke, if candidates running for office from top to bottom can pick our brain, can't they? We're open to helping all these people with a freedom agenda.
That's right. And one of the most important things, I think, Larry, that we did on Monday and Tuesday in Washington, and we'll do it again next year and the next year, and bring the very best thinkers and doers of our side together, was roll out the America First agenda and what that looked like. And for any of your listeners that would like more information, AmericaFirstPolicy.com, AmericaFirstPolicy.com has that agenda. And so bringing together the activists, the candidates, the elected officials, the movement leaders like you and Linda McMahon and others, having all of those people in one place. But it wasn't a political discussion, Larry. It was a policy discussion. And you and I, of course, that's where our hearts are. But you and I know that when policy leads the way, we win. And the incredible thing about the America First agenda is whether it was the economy or healthcare, education, deregulation, draining the swamp, whatever it was, all of those issues are approved by the American people at almost 70 to 80% approval, which means that all the Republicans are obviously behind the agenda, but 20 to 30 to 40 to 50% of the Democrats are too. If you were to go talk to a Democrat in my home state of Texas, there's a very good chance they are disgusted by the amount of spending, by the loss of values, by teaching our children that America is horrible. The average Democrat doesn't believe in the agenda that their leaders are putting forward. So it's an extraordinary opportunity to unify and align America around an agenda that is America First, that they know will be the best agenda for their family and their family's future.
Brooke, how big is the – what's the staffing and what's the budget look like now for America First?
Well, you know, we started just a little over a year ago, so it's been an extraordinary build. We've got about 150 staffers, about 22 policy centers, almost a $25 million budget, which, again, people would say, wow, that's that. You know, we're now the third largest think tank in the history of the conservative movement in a little over a year. But it really isn't about those numbers, Larry. It's about the righteous vision that you had, that others had, that I've had the incredible blessing to build out over the last year and a half, and bringing the best people together. You know, it's almost like the beginning of our country when you had a handful of ordinary people. George Washington was a businessman. Thomas Jefferson was a teacher. James Madison was a student who wanted to become a teacher. You know, these founding fathers were just ordinary people. But they had, I believe, a vision of freedom and liberty that they organized around and then became unstoppable. And in many ways, I see what we're building at AFPI as a very similar build and really working to, once you and I are gone, long gone, that there will be an institute, an infrastructure that has been built that is unstoppable.
Brooke Rollins, the best of the best. By the way, James Madison, I just missed him at Princeton. He was there 250 years before I was. Brookie, you're the best. America First Policy Institute. Thanks, kids.